You may have heard that Facebook announced it will continue to have a remote workforce after pandemic lockdowns ease. The company expects half of its employees to be outside of its offices over the next 5 to 10 years. With the list of companies embracing ongoing remote work getting longer and longer, more and more Americans will set up shop in their homes permanently. Are we ready? Here's Dave Crenshaw, LinkedIn learning instructor and best-selling author. He's based in Salt Lake City. Dave, what are you finding?
Well, I find that this is sort of a rip the Band-Aid off. Lots of people have been contemplating working from home, and then they're forced to do it, and they realize, wait a minute, this isn't as bad as I thought. And the moment you start to adjust, you find that you can actually be pretty productive with a few tweaks.
All right, like what, for example?
Well, a phrase I like to use is, with great freedom comes great distractibility. And every freedom that you have working from home, freedom from the commute, the freedom to do whatever you want, each of them has distractions that come with it. So what you want to do is create boundaries in each of the areas where you work, your schedule, how you communicate with people, that sort of thing.
All right, so that means, for example, work at a particular desk in a particular room all the time, power down at 6 o'clock, those types of things?
Yeah, exactly. But it takes the time to really create that system in your mind. I mean, even if all you have is just the corner of an apartment and a little fold-up desk, you do something that creates a physical separation. If you can, put up a divider, put up a curtain, even put tape on the ground that says, when I step into this, I'm in work mode, and when I step out of it, I'm in my real life, the rest of my life mode.
On a somewhat related note, do you find that newbies to this are working longer hours?
Absolutely. In fact, that's one of the biggest problems. A lot of workplaces feel like they need to monitor their employees, like they're not going to work enough. That's not the problem. The problem is they're working late hours because they're just allowing the schedule to bleed into each other. So that's another boundary, is creating a clear finish line in your day when you're going to stop work and engage with the rest of your life.
A friend of mine the other day who manages some young adults said he finds that a lot of these folks are working later because they're bored right now. You know, they can't go out to bars and restaurants, so they pop open the emails at 10 o'clock. He says he sometimes gets emails from the younger employers or employees at about 10 o'clock at night, and he's thinking, go to bed and do something else.
Right. And in my course on LinkedIn Learning about working from home, I talk about how when you do that, when you don't take time to have fun, to take a break, your productivity actually declines over time. So when I consult companies, I tell them, create that boundary for people. Tell them, please stop work at this time and do things that encourage them to take those breaks.
We're speaking with Dave Crenshaw. He's a LinkedIn learning instructor, also a best-selling author, and we're talking about working from home, possibly becoming the new normal, as it is for many people. Are there some people who are just not cut out for this?
Yeah, I saw a quote that said, introverts, check with your extrovert friends. They're not doing so well. And I think it's easy to think that introverts are going to do well with this. I've actually found the opposite, that extroverts are doing quite well with it for two reasons. Number one, this, you know, getting on Zoom and being in front of the camera and talking with lots of people, that's great. You know, that's great for them to smile. And now they're at home and they're seeing people all the time. Introverts are having the problem. I mean, I talked to one just this week, and she said, I feel like I have to smile all the time.
Oh, wow. Wow.
You know, being I think each group has a different set of things that they need to learn. But no matter where you are, you have to understand that being on video, being online, is now a survival skill, just as much as using email and making phone calls.
Any particular industry you feel is impacted the most or the worst, for example? I immediately thought of sales. You know, my dad was a sales guy for a long time. Couldn't wait to press the flesh, shake hands face-to-face, that whole bit. I mean, that seems like it's difficult these days.
Yeah, I think you nailed it. Sales is very difficult. It's not impossible. Again, it just requires adapting a new set of skills. I also find that in general, not so much an industry, but a group, small businesses in general struggle with this. Because they become so dependent on the way they do things, and they don't have big budgets for making changes. So I think wherever you're at, no matter what position you are, industry you're in, You got to stop, slow down, and take inventory and start to create some new systems.
That's Dave. Dave Crenshaw, LinkedIn learning instructor and best-selling author.
America's First News is online all the time. Follow us on Twitter at This Morning Show. Like us on Facebook or send us an email. This Morning at CompassMediaNetworks.com.